9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion Counties. Team McGuire. I'm Chad Baker across the way for the first time in studio since June of 2025. The coach, John Spezia.
What? Is this the real Chad Baker? I mean, the last...
We're rolling it out.
Well, I mean...
Rolling it out.
You've lost probably 30 pounds.
And I was good last week at the pancake breakfast.
Yes, you were. I didn't.
Yeah,
you disappeared.
So
I didn't see you.
I'm like a phantom, you know, which I'm quickly becoming here. So,
well, if you turn sideways, you probably could run through a shower and you wouldn't get wet.
There is a photo from, I'm trying to think, maybe it was our second year doing this, where I am sitting in this chair and I am built like Roz from Monsters, Inc., where I like start out, and I was kind of chunky, but I start out, and it's just like the further you go down, I just kind of, I look like a volcano. You know, that's how I'm shaped. And I am happy to say I look less like a volcano now.
Well, you look more like a phone booth right now.
I am a little bit more perpendicular to the ground.
Nobody would understand if I say phone booth. There is a phone booth in St.
Kitts. I can fit in a phone booth now.
Well, just get, you know how all the training I get, or did get training, when the great Mike Halvey said, you got to be descriptive on radio because you're the eyes for the listeners. And here's Chad Baker with his Adidas hat.
So, Adidas.
Adidas, that's the call.
So tell me your first instinct of what you saw for the listeners whenever you walked into the studio today and you found the stack of paper. And it was basically almost a full ream today because 20 pages worth of show prep, whereas it had dwindled down to about 10, 11, 12 pages all told here not less than 3 weeks ago.
Can I finish the description? Yep. He's got his nice black horn-rimmed glasses on. He's got a little goatee, and he's got his Blackhawk red sweatshirt on.
To be fair, it looks like a goatee because I have a full beard, but my sideburns all the way down to like the sides of my chin are gray, and it's from It's from basically being a father to everybody. So
we won't get into that. Dad's gonna
have to take the belt out of his pants. That's what I probably need to do.
Well, there you go.
Big thanks to our sponsors for supporting.
Tell Fifi I said hello.
Sports Connection here on WITY. Our presenting sponsor, ServPro Vermilion County, Team McGuire, ServPro like it never even happened. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard and fine items, visit Latos Hardware. And as Coach said, make sure you spend some time over there with Fifi. Good folks over at UHAS Diagnostic Center, exit 210 east of I-74 for your newest NAPA heavy duty truck care center. And of course, they'll fix everything from golf carts to your automobile, get your oil changed, so on and so forth there. The good folks at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best in Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. It's Valentine's Day. You're going to want to take the date out tonight. What better place to do that than some romantic Mexican food from El Toro?
Ooh.
Ooh. Our good buddy.
I took mine out to Steak and Shake last night. I was a big spender.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Get those shoestring fries.
The automated Steak and Shake.
Yeah. It is automated, isn't it? Yeah. You hardly even see anybody in there. The good folks over at our good buddy Dustin Ehler, Country Financial Agent in Fairmount. Make sure you go to check his new digs out. And, of course, host of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. He's splitting duty this weekend with his children, both in sectional action in wrestling in two different places.
Last night up at Bismarck. I think it was Westville and Bismarck youth wrestling.
There you go.
I have to put a plug in. My great grandson was 3-0, so he's
3-0.
Yeah, he's happy. I've never seen him as happy as Yeah. Come down. So there you go.
And our good friends over at OSF Healthcare, OSF Healthcare, OSFHealthcare.org for primary and urgent care all the way up to cancer and specialized care in Danville and Vermilion County area. Now, Coach, of course, the unique thing that we typically do is we go back in a week to go through the stuff.
Watch how fast I get through
this one. We about say, we've got a lot to go through, so fire it away.
Be quiet, will you please? There you go. Potomac over Arcola, GSMS over the Assistant Park Lutheran. Normal U High saw that game over BHRA, 66-48. Lost Let over Urbana Uni High. New Berlin over PBL. Marion Catholic and Danville was canceled. Rossville, that's Indiana, over Fountain Central by two. Park Heritage over Southmount, the Mounties, and Bethesda Christian over Seeger. Back to Illinois, Crispin over the Iroquois West, Sargota Bentmant over the Armstrong Potomac Trojans. Armstrong Potomac beat Crispin as heard on WITY Radio and the app. BHR without Houston Peoples, 34, Georgetown Rich Farm, 25. Peoria Emanuel, 63, Danville, 46, Heritage over ALH. Hoopston over Watsika, that's a big rivalry. Milford over Iroquois West. La Salette over Marshall in a close one. Salt Fork over Oakwood. PBL over St. Thomas More. Bloomington Central Catholic over Rantoul. First Baptist Christian over Judah Christian. Pontiac over St. Joe. The Spartans. Westville over Schlarman. I saw that game also. Oak Valley over Tri-County. That's in Illinois. Unity over IBC. In league play, Argento Oriana over Villa Grove. That's Vigo. That's in Indiana over Paris in overtime. Fountain Central over the Attica Red Ramblers. Seager Patriots over Western Boone. Southmount, the Mounties over South Vermillion. North Vermillion over Duggar Union. Heritage over Neoga. And First Baptist Christian over Maranatha.
Maranatha.
There we go. Yeah.
That sounds like a liner waiting to happen.
Yes, it was. All right. So, Chad, I'm just trying to go through.
I haven't it sorted out. I didn't know how you wanted it sorted out.
Well, you've got girls next, but we're still talking about boys.
There we go. So you're coming upon it right there, I think.
Friday's action last night. The Tigers of Westville going to 30-0, beat the Armstrong Potomac Trojans 72-55, BHR over Salt Fork by 10. The Bearcats on a win streak. That's two in a row for the Bearcats over Crispin. Young Bearcats team coached by Wade Fox. Assistant Park over Watsika and a big rivalry. Hoopston area over Georgetown. Centennial as La Salette steps out of 1A competition to 3A competition. 66-38 Sharman. The Hilltoppers over Oakwood. Big rivalry because Zach Patterson used to be an Oakwood Comet. Mount Carmel over Paris. Prairie Central over PBL. IBC over Rantoul. Bloomington Central Catholic over St. Joe and Spartans. Senator Gorda over Tri-County, that's Illinois. Unity, the Rockets, leading that league, and they're the, I think, number one seed in the region tournament. Pontiac, Little Grove over Arcola, Heritage over Blue Ridge, Attica, the Red Ramblers, ooh, and a big win over South Vermillion. Tri-County, Indiana over Benton Central, the Bisons bite the dust. Seager over the struggling Covington Trojans, and Park Heritage over Fountain Central, that was a big score. They tell me Park Heritage is the real deal. Fountain Central, North Main over Riverton Park. That's Friday's results. Hopefully I got Saturday's.
You do. It's a couple pages down.
Okay.
So.
All right. So I got to lift it through. You got a ton of.
It's weird because I think you had a system down whenever you had it all on your iPad.
I did. I had it on the screen.
And now I've given you paper and we've went back in time.
Yes, we have. Saturday scheduled BHR at the Watchfire. I think they play Rantoul Eagles, and then which I'm going to go see, St. Joe Ogden at Riverton, and they shoot at La Salette at Paris at the Ernie Evelyn Gym. That's a nostalgic game.
Oh, great, Thomas, great venue.
St. Thomas More at Watsika, South Newton, the Rebels at Iroquois West, Benton Central, the Bisons at North Vermillion, Clinton Prairie at Covington. Those are the schedules for the boys. I think somewhere in all this, Chad.
You do. You've got 1 week of regular season left on the boys' side coming up here.
Next week we've got Danville at Sacred Heart Griffin, Westville at La Salette.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That may have came off the schedule?
I Not positive, because that would put them over, because I think they're at 30 games.
They're at 30 games.
And now, and then they got Westville at BHR.
Remember, everything is subject to change.
Yes,
let me see.
Georgetown at Armstrong.
I'll double check here.
Okay.
You go rolling.
All right. Chrisman at Hipson area, Iroquois West at Cisna Park, Milford at Watsika in a big rivalry, St. Joe Ogden at Clifton Central, Schwarman at Salt Fork.
You are correct. They have taken that off. That is not on Los Let's schedule, so no. I believe they've taken that off.
I remember I talked to Coach Rustio earlier in the week, and it's just a scheduling conflict on both sides. Tri-County at Blue Ridge, Unity at Normal U-High, which I saw play against BHRA, Benton Central at McCutcheon, Fountain Central, Indiana School of the Deaf, Robinson at La Salette, Oblong, Palisade Hudson at Chrisman, Clifton Central at Iroquois West, Milford at St. Anne, Tri-County at Niagara, Monticello, the Sages at BHR, BHR plays a great schedule. They play Rantoul tonight, or this morning at 11. Watsika at Clifton Central, Pontiac at Danville, PBL at Hoopston, La Salette at St. Mary's, that's out in Kansas, Milford at Donovan, Oakwood at Unity, Lawrenceville Indians at Paris, East Peoria, who's having a good year, at Rantoul, Shelbyville at St. Joe, Oakwood at Unity.
That's in there twice, sorry.
Pardon?
I put that in there twice, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not playing twice, they're just playing once.
Okay. ALH at Villa Grove, Frontier at Attica, Fountain Central at North Main, Benton Central at Hoosier Conference Crossover, and Park Heritage at Seeger, Riverton Park at South Vermillion. Somewhere, Chad.
Keep further down, you got the records there. And those Westville Tigers sitting on top of the mountain currently.
Well, if I can find the page.
There you go. You're into it there.
We're talking about the records now.
Next one down.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, the Westville Tigers at 30-0, Unity Rockets 25-2, La Salette 22-4, BHRA 21-6, Armstrong Potomac 20-9, St. Joe Ogden 17-9, First Baptist 14-4, Salt Fork 14-11. Good year for Andrew. He's done a great job there. Hoopston area 14-13, Oakwood 14-15, PBL 13-13, Heritage 12-15, Cisna Park 12-16, Tri-County 12-17, Starman. The Hilltoppers 11-13, Paris 11-16, Villa Grove 8-16, Rantoul 8-17, Danville 7-15, Chrisman 7-17, Watsika 6-20, Milford, the Bearcats 5-21. Georgetown Richmond 5-21, Iroquois West 1-26. That over in Indiana Park Heritage, which they tell me is really, really good, 16-4. Seeger, the Patriots 13-7. Riverton Park 10-8. North Main, the Falcons 9-8. Fountain Central 8-9. Benton Central 7-11. Covington 3-17. Attica 2-15. And South Main 1-17. If you notice something, the Illinois teams are almost at 30 some games.
Mm-hmm.
And Park Heritage has played 20.
Played 20, yeah. Quite a bit less over on the Indiana side.
Well, that used to be they played, I think it was just 18, and they've upped it some. Then Illinois used to be, was less. I can't remember what the number was. And Westville, you know, if they would happen to win a regional, they could get up to 35 wins somewhere in that neighborhood or close to it.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Speaking of regionals, we will dive into that here coming up a little bit later as IHSA has announced boys regional pairings coming up here. Let's switch over to girls here, Coach.
Okay.
Or do you want me to dive in?
I'm looking for it. I got girls.
Yeah, now that I reshuffled all your papers, so.
I guess this is...
It starts with Iroquois West?
Yep, got it. Iroquois West, 44, Tri-Point, 11. Paris on a roll again with the Tingleys over Robinson. Cisna Park over Pontiac in overtime. Again, Cisna Park stepping out of playing teams that are much better than they are and larger schools. Schwarman over Blue Ridge, DeLand Weldon. IHSA sectional championship. That's Indiana at North Main Fountain Central over Faith Christian. Class 2A at Benton Central, Rensselaer Central over Benton Central, which That's because Penn Central won, I think, the Bismarck Winter Classic. So South Putnam, Park Heritage over North Putt. Westville Armstrong gets heard on WITUA Radio, Salt Fork or BHARA. System Park over Chrysler. And I think Salt Fork got beat by Watseka Milford. And so I think Watseka Milford wins the conference. I think that's how it worked out.
Yeah.
I saw Brian Russell the other day.
I think Cisna. Because Cisna was undefeated in the conference. They beat Watseka.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I missed that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Georgetown Rich Farm over Hoopston. Tri-County, that's Illinois over Heritage. Iroquois over St. Joe, that's a surprise a little bit. Oakwood over Schlarman. Arthur, Oakar Christian over Chrisman. Mount Carmel over Paris. A little bit of a surprise, the score. It was 28 points.
Yeah.
Centennial.
Mount Carmel's got some good female athletes down there. I think they made a run. I can't remember if it was volleyball. I know girls' golf is pretty good. Yeah. Good
Mount Carmel
there.
Had a great female player several years ago. Went to Indiana.
Tyra Buss, yeah.
Tyra Buss. Yeah.
Big Ten Network reporter, I think, for a time, too.
Martinsville over Georgetown. Paris over Brownstown, St. Elmo. St. Elmo's fire. Somebody put the fire out in that one. Warrensburg Latham over Unity. The Rockets. Tri-County over Oak Hill Valley. And Pure Emanuel over the Danville Vikings. System Park over Iroquois West. Heritage over Charmin by one. Mount Pulaski over St. Joe Ogden. Westville over Villa Grove. Armstrong Potomac over Georgetown. BHR over Westville. Heritage over Villa Grove. Hoopston over Chrisman. Salt Fork over Charmin by big score. Monticello over Danville. Iroquois West over PBL. Muhammad Seymour over Rantoul. Cumberland over Tri-County. And with Watseka Milford over Prairie Central. Paris over Centennial, again, playing a 3A school. First Baptist Christian over
Maranatha.
Maranatha, sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I got you.
I got that one. I've seen that.
No games last night in girls' hoops. They've got the last gasp today, or for some teams, it'll be the last gasp. They got IHSA regionals kicking off today. And a couple of those games, Coach, starting up at the top of the hour. They're going to try to get those in early. I got Armstrong and Cornerstone Christian. That's going to be up at Armstrong. Oakwood hosting Arcola here early on. Both those are in different regionals. Of course, Armstrong, the host regional for girls. Oakwood, they got the home game today before the play-in game. They are part of the Tri-County regional this upcoming week. So, and then they'll have the unwinding of everything girls-wise here. You got it? You need me to get it?
Go ahead and get it.
All right. So, today in 1A regional action, Arcola at Oakwood, Schlarman at Argent Oriented. Those are both feeders into the Tri-County regional or the Heritage regional. Chrisman is at Urbana Uni High. Georgetown Ridge Farm will host Villa Grove. At Fieldcrest, Grant Park is at Hoopston area. In the Armstrong Regional, as we mentioned, Armstrong Potomac hosting Cornerstone Christian. 2A, BHRA Regional will be Westville at Unity. Prairie Central Regional, St. Thomas More at PBL. IHS AA Regionals, which Coach reminds us that is flip-flopped on the Indiana side, so that means they're in the second round of their playoff tier. Fountain Central will take on North Miami at the Frankfort Regional. At the Terre Haute North Regional
Frankfort,
Park
home
Heritage.
Of the, home of the hot dogs, I don't remember that.
That is.
Former principal and coach there, John Mulholland from Westville.
Yeah, absolutely. Monrovia is Park Heritage opponent today, the Terre Haute North Regional. This week, you've got, as we mentioned, the Tri-County Regional unfolding. Tri-County will take on the winner of Arcola Oakwood. Tuscola will take on the winner of Schlarman and Argentia Orienta. Yeah, the Heritage Regional. Salt Fork will face the winner of Chrisman and Urbana Uni High. Heritage takes on the winner of Villa Grove, Georgetown Ridge Farm. We aim to have that championship game of the Heritage Regional coming up on Thursday on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app, however it shakes out. Fieldcrest Regional will be Sister Park Christ Lutheran starting their trek for possibly and hopefully a deep run for them. They'll take on the winner of Hoopston area and Grant Park. Iroquois West in the other semifinal, taking on the winner of Fieldcrest and Donovan St. Ann. Armstrong GCMS will face the winner of Armstrong Potomac and Cornerstone Christian. In the 2A regional at Paris is St. Anthony. St. Anthony being really good at girls basketball here last few years. I can remember a time not too far off in the distant past, St. Anthony didn't have girls basketball. That's happened in my adulthood, and have put together a nice little program there for them. At BHRA, St. Joe Ogden takes on the winner of Westville and Unity. Watseka Milford takes on BHRA. Both of those games on Monday will be heard on WITYradio.com and the WITY app from the BHRA Regional. And then at the Prairie Central Regional, Pontiac and the winner of St. Thomas More and PBL. 3A, Muhammad Seymour faces Rantoul at the Muhammad Seymour Regional. Danville faces the host team at the Bloomington Regional. As I mentioned later in the week, regional championships to dwindle down our girls' high school basketball season. Coach, you got records.
I've got the records as girls. Watseka Milford, 25-4. Assistant Park, 24-2. Salt Fork, 24-4. Paris, 23-5. Heritage, 23-7. BHR having a much better year, 19-11. Tri-County, 18-6. Iroquois West, 18-10. St. Joe Ogden, 18-10. Armstrong with a big reverse, 15-11. Georgetown, Royal Brad Russell, 15-14. And Hoopston Area, 13-18. Rantoul, 13-18. Danville, much improved, 10-18. Oakwood, 10-19. Unity, the Rockets, 9-16. PBL, 7-19. First Baptist Christian, 6-4. Westville, 6-23, Crispin 4-26, Schlarman 3-18, and Bill Grove 0-20. Over Fountain Central, of course, they're advanced. They're 21-2. Park Heritage, I believe they've advanced, 19-7. Benton Central 18-7. Their season's over. Seegers over 16-8. North Main 14-11. Riverton Park 13-10. Attica 7-20. Covington 4-20. And South Marine 0-22. We missed the boys' regional pairings.
Yeah, we will get to those coming up here at the end here. Question before we wrap up with both boys and girls action. Right now, the Westville Unity game is staring us in the face, and we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But I also wanted to mention La Salette lurking there, 22-4, and there is of course, they are going to be hosting a game when we talk about this a little bit later on. They'll be hosting the play-in game. Does La Salette have a pathway for their first regional championship in IHSA here, Coach? It looks pretty good for them.
I think they're at Salt Fork, I believe that's right.
And yeah.
I think they were the fourth seed, maybe?
Seeding, I don't know. But, yeah, they will open. They'll host Georgetown Ridge Farm, and then they'll get into the winner of Argentia Orienta and St. Thomas More for the play-in game. The other side of that bracket, Schlarman, Salt Fork, Cerro Gordo, Bement, and Judah Christian. Salt Fork would be able to put up a fight in there and would look pretty good. Schlarman would, of course, we saw that game last year, Schlarman and La Salette for the regional crown. But you have Judah Christian in there, which has had their struggles. Georgetown has already been beaten twice by La Salette. This is the third matchup for them here this year. And then you've got Cerro Gordo Bement there that might bring some noise. St. Thomas More might bring some noise. But
well, I think Schlarman has Jarius may be back.
Jarius is back.
Yeah,
that is a key element to where they're at here. So they've got Jarius, Miles, and Noah.
Yeah. So they got, again, anytime you get Class 1A basketball, you've got three good players, and there are two young ones are going to be good players eventually. But, yeah, that's going to be a key factor for the Schlarman Hilltoppers.
On the girls' side, we saw that matchup this week, and we were waiting for the powerhouse matchup between Sista Park and Watseka. Sista Park won that. I'm not sure the elements of what happened there, the score differential, but Sista Park right now firing on all cylinders, Coach, looking at their losses to DMAC by three, and then, of course, to Abingdon Avon, big school right there. That was in was that right before the holidays? No, that was coming right out of the holidays there. That was a Saturday game, and they only lost to Abingdon Avon by three. So pretty good, and of course they're doing it in dominant fashion here. A lot of those girls' athletes that they have there at Sista Park that had the volleyball run here the last three, 4 years. They made the deep run last year in basketball, looking poised like we might be seeing them again. in the Final Four this year.
Well, it's amazing the schools, you know, 100-some students and to do what they do and to get all those kids all to get along, especially in a small school setting, mm-hmm. to say what your rules are and so forth. I don't think people completely understand that. That obviously is a very special group, and that just, you know, it just doesn't happen. If we go back in history, you take any of those over the course of time, small schools, they have those groups that are special groups. So you mm-hmm. go back to the Milans and the Hebrons, and you go all the way back to those type of schools, and that particular group in Assistant Park, there may never be another one like that again.
Yeah.
And where you got maybe a school, so like a Paris, you could have that, but because their numbers, they have a system, and mm-hmm. that could happen. So, yeah, special group at Assistant Park. And, yeah. and, you know, what's ironic about it is that Barry Bauer is, I remember Barry played at Assistant Park.
Yeah.
And so...
There's definitely some links there.
So it's kind of ironic that happens. And yeah. I think this is the thing that always baffles me sometimes is that Cisna Park and Milford play football in the co-op. And they do yeah. They do it with softball, too.
They do it
with
softball.
Well, now Milford and Watsika are together, who used to be bitter rivalries.
Yeah.
I'm bitter. And same way with Cisna Park and Milford. So now they're all either on the same teams it's mind blowing to me when all this happens. But
absolutely, and sometimes you know it's a means to an end and a means to getting some athletes out there in those positions to succeed. We are up against the break here. When we come back, Tim Dittman brings us OSF Healthcare News. You can use Sports and Wellness Edition. We'll also dive into Boys and Girls Wrestling. Got some bowling coming up, as well as track season starting here. Yeah, I know. We've got more Saturday Sports Connection coming up, presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County on WITY.
When disaster takes control of your life, ServPro helps you take it back. ServPro Team McGuire shows up faster to any size disaster to make things right, starting with a single call. That's all, because the number one name in cleanup and restoration has the scale and the expertise to get you back up to speed quicker than you ever thought possible. So whenever never thought this would happen actually happens, ServPro's got you. Call 217-443-0077 or follow us on Facebook at ServPro of Vermilion County to help make it like it never even happened.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County, Team McGuire, Chad Baker, and Coach back with you here. It's time to check in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare, for news you can use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. When watching a basketball game on TV, you might hear coaches and announcers say the star player is missing time with a hernia. A hernia and a sports hernia are different things, according to Dr. Raman Kumar, a colorectal and general surgeon at OSF, but each of those should be taken seriously. Dr. Kumar says a hernia is when an internal organ or a piece of fat goes through a hole in the abdominal wall. Commonly, that's an intestine going through. What are the common causes?
There's a lot of chronic heavy lifting. other things that weaken the wall, such as diabetes, smoking, being obese, because then you have a lot of weight hanging down on the abdominal wall. If you've had surgery in the past.
Surgery is often the end game here.
If you have a hole or defect, it needs to be closed. The reason we fix hernias is we don't want a loop of intestine or bowel to get into the hernia, twist off, and die.
For a sports hernia, Dr. Kumar says that is a muscle tear in the groin area. Those are seen in athletes due to all the twisting, turning, and bending that come with competition.
Stretch before you do any type of activity. Work and develop your core muscles, your abdominal muscles, your hip muscles, etc. So if the muscles are strong, they're less likely to tear.
An athlete should leave the game immediately and get checked out if they suspect a sports hernia. Rest, ice, medication, and physical therapy can all help before providers decide if surgery is needed. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WYTYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit osfhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. That is OSF Healthcare's Sports and Wellness Edition of News You Can Use. And you can go back and hear back episodes on our website and podcast section, WITYradio.com. Busy, busy week.
Busy day for me.
Boys wrestling and girls wrestling. You're busy with all basketball. So, and of course, you've already
started. I traded the palm trees and the 80 degrees weather for basketball.
But you brought warm weather back, and that's
yes,
the most important
well,
thing.
You know, that's what
yes.
I do. I try
it
to brighten everybody's day when I come back. And
cold winter
yeah,
without you.
Spread my wealth around so that everybody's happy. And, you know, I come back, and I see a Chad Baker who, like I said, could run through a shower and probably not get wet.
I'm not that quick.
That's
how they always described, you know, like – athletes of like the 19 teens in the 1920s. Well, who was it? There was a baseball. Was it Josh Gibson that they said? It was one of the Negro
might have been
League
Ricky
players
Henderson.
that could turn the light off and be in bed before the light goes out.
Well, that'd be. I don't think it was Josh Gibson, but
I'm not. It was one of those. Yeah,
the Negro League players. Yes,
players. Yeah,
that could be.
But there's always folklore about all of the.
Well, Satchel Paige, you know, his famous lines were, you know,
Satchel Paige pitched into his 60s. You know, he just reared back.
He said, "I just don't turn around and look back because somebody might catch me."
Yeah, absolutely. He was definitely the great precursor to Bob Gibson. It's like Bob Gibson would just stare people down. And there's a great line from Bob Uecker where you know, he made a mound visit, and he says, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I need to go talk to the center fielder."
You can't say that. We could do Bob Uecker stuff all day long. Nobody's listening anyway.
He is sorely missed. Let's dive into wrestling here because it's not going to.
Yeah, if we get wound up, it could be. Yeah, we'll never get to it.
Last weekend at IHS AA Regionals at Logansport, Harrison wins as a team. Benton Central had a nice fifth place showing. Seeker tied for seventh, Haddock in ninth. North Montgomery Regional. It was Zionsville winning, North Vermilion 8th, Riverton Park 10th, South Vermilion Park Heritage tied for 13th, Fountain Central didn't have any points. But needless to say, you have a slew of wrestlers that have advanced to today's action for IHSAA wrestling, and that is semi-state. So you've got Aiden Snowden of Attica in the 113, Benton Central's Joseph Mendoza in the 120, Gunnar Payne of Attica in the 132, Benton Central's Brett Bowman in the 138, his teammate Caleb Wallace in the 150, Seeger's Austin Thomas in the 157, Seeger's Tucker Herndon in the 165, Aiden Handy, his teammate in the 190, and then two in the 215, Anthony Askren of Attica and Logan Hoeks of Benton Central at the Newcastle. That's going to take care of everybody that was at North Montgomery. That's North Vermilion's Emmett Walters and Aiden Rangel, along with Warren Pollard. Riverton Park's Joshua Ushman. Park Heritage's Tucker Conley and South Vermilion's Braden Nickel. So they're all in action today at Newcastle. Girls wrestling last week at IHSA regionals at Mount Zion. Muhammad Seymour won the team. Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm a runner-up by just 4.5 points. St. Joe Ogden placed fifth. Oakwood Salt Fork sixth. Paris seventh. Unity 10th. Danville tied for 16th. Rantoul was 25th. You had a lot of girls advancing to what was the sectionals yesterday. And they will continue today at North Mac. Jasmine Johnson of Rantoul, Cadence Eveland of Paris, Paisley Reed of Paris, Mackenzie Gound of Rantoul, Kate Walkner of Oakwood Salt Fork, Kylie Knight of Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm, Lainey Ehler of Oakwood Salt Fork, Madison Alsop of St. Joe Ogden, Uriah Shaw, of Danville, Ainsley Freeman of St. Joe Ogden, Sophia Douglas, also of St. Joe, Ava Beldo of Unity, Jasmine Bennett of Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm, in her first year of being in wrestling, going very well for her, Baya Good of Paris, McKenna Radel of Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm, Taylor Owens of Oakwood Salt Fork, Maddie Wells of St. Joe Ogden, Addison Briggs of Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm, and Phoenix Molina of Unity, all participating at North Mac. Congratulations to those girls. Hope you keep it up today. And at the Calb, a couple of Clifton Central Iroquois West wrestlers in Lacey Temple and Peyton Temple. The boys wrestlers busy as well as they... We bounce back and forth here, but individual sectionals yesterday at Coal City. Clifton Central Iroquois West had three there, Evan Cox, Gianna Panazzo, and Josh McCurry. Whole slew of folks over at Olympia for yesterday and today. Hoopston area, Milford's Dylan Warner, St. Joe Ogden's Ben Wells, Hoopston's Aiden Bell, A.J. Daly of Unity. You have Hayden Smith of Unity, Devin Glick of Unity, Ben Mullins of Unity, Alex Vaughn of St. Joe Ogden, Abram Davidson of Unity, Coy Hayes of St. Joe, Josh Heath of Unity, Vance McComas of St. Joe, Earl Kellenhofer, of Hoopston, Landon Ball of BHRA, Cam Wagner of St. Joe, all participating at Coal City. Check that. No. They're all competing at Olympia. Coal City was the Clifton Central Iroquois West wrestlers. At Vandalia, Westville Georgetown Ridge Farms got Kaysen Kramer. You've got also Liam Hughes, Ethan Miller for Westville Georgetown. You have a whole slew of Oakwood Salt Fork wrestlers, Stephen Uden, Weston Frazier, Par 5, Pedro Rangel. You have Mason Swartz, Devin Ehler, Tyler Huckel, and Jameson Chambliss. You have Paris's Logan Curl and Josh Lamour, as well as Christian Perez. Then in 2A at the Granite City sectional, Danville's Carlos Juarez, Jamie Cunningham, and Josiah Williams, along with Rantoul's Brandon Almanza and Michael Anthony, still competing as a lot of folks looking to try to punch their ticket to state. For boys and girls wrestling, for that matter. So congratulations on all those athletes getting this far, and keep up the good work. We switch gears now to girls bowling. The IHSA Joliet West Sectional yesterday, no area individuals advance. However, good seasons for Lila Lopez of Danville, Caitlin Willard of Unity, and the tandem of Hoopston areas, Olivia Wilson and Kamala Linder, for making it to sectional action. That is a feat in and of itself, and should not go unnoticed, because that is a good deal right there for them. We've got track and field. Second Urbana Uni High meet for this last for the season here. They had one last Friday. They had one yesterday. And there's just so many teams that, so many results there. Top five stuff, that is going to be on our website, WITYradio.com. I'm not going to reveal everybody, but participating in that finish, Armstrong Potomac, PBL, St. Joe Ogden, Salt Fork, Unity all partook in there. But some nice start to the season. Some school, a couple school records fell in that, some personal records in there. And it looks like it's going to be a strong track season here with a lot of the area athletes. DAC, excuse me, Men's college hoops this past week. Dak men bounced back from those a pair of losses that they had. They knock off Lincoln Land 76-64 and Parkland 75-67. They've got coming up today, they've got John Wood, and then they host Illinois Central this week. Women's college hoops, Dak loses to Lincoln Land 73-42, lose to Parkland 87-52. They also have John Wood today, and they also host Illinois Central this week. College baseball underway. Dak splits with Frontier this past week, losing 8-5, winning 6-5. They had lost to Frontier in a doubleheader yesterday, 10-zip, 14-2. They've got their Myrtle Beach, South Carolina spring trip coming up. College softball, Dak ladies lose to Volunteer State in a sweep, 8-0, 15-2. Then they'd split with Jackson State yesterday, winning the opener 9-2, losing the nightcap 9-4. And college softball this week has a pair of doubleheaders hosting Kankakee and hosting Lake County. Should be good weather for it. They will be doing that. I anticipate they are back out at Winter Park this year for home games for DAC women. So folks want to get that good spring feeling under their belt, they can do that. And all the best to them. So that is what we've got here. When we come back, we will talk about all the other things for the week. We've got the IHSA regional pairings for boys that we're going to dive into. And we'll see if there's a pathway for some of these teams to get to a state championship. When Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County.
When disaster takes control of your life, Surf Pro helps you take it back. Surf Pro Team McGuire shows up faster to any size disaster to make things right, starting with a single call. That's all, because the number one name in cleanup and restoration has the scale and the expertise to get you back up to speed quicker than you ever thought possible. So whenever never thought this would happen actually happens, Surf Pro's got you. Call 217-443-0077 or follow us on Facebook at Surf Pro of Vermilion County to help make it like it never even happened.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
This Valentine's Day, love is in the air and on your plate at El Toro in Danville. Treat your sweetheart to the best Mexican cuisine in the Danville area. Share fajitas for two or any of our other great entrees at El Toro. Authentic Mexican cuisine and the friendliest service will make this a Valentine's Day to remember at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert Street in Danville.
Talk about good. There's nothing like pancakes in the morning with some old-fashioned homemade maple syrup that you made yourself using real maple fresh from the tree. See Latos Hardware for all those supplies you'll need, like buckets, spiles, hooks, skimmers, funnels, starter kits, syrup hydrometers, even the bottles to put your syrup in. You can't beat the flavor of real maple, and you can't beat Latos Hardware to help you get started. Latos Hardware at 147 North State Street in downtown Westville.
Welcome back. Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app. Presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. Got a couple of other notes, Coach. But I'm
real sure quick here, we say the passing of Dave Weaver was the AD and coached at Catlin, and also was a very good athlete at Danville High School. Mm-hmm. And Dave Schroeder, who did all kind of musicals, and I remember him doing the pep band at Danbury Community College and the pep band with Bismarck. So both passed away here this past week. Our heart and
thoughts and our
sympathies go out to both families.
Absolutely. And our condolences and prayers for healing and peace and comfort, because it's been tough. It's you know, we seem like 2026 is kind of taken on the 2025 role of hitting with those personal folks in the area. And, oh, it's tough, man. Life is tough. We got a couple of other things sports related. Congratulations. We didn't get it in last week. A couple of Watseka Warriors here. One of Barry Bauer's pupils, Krista Holahan, becoming the 10th Lady Warrior in school history to score over 1,000 points. So congratulations to her. She is, at least as of the tweet we reposted, it was 9th. She likely will, with the good postseason here, she could probably get herself up into probably the 5th spot. Very, very good possibility. That's she would just need about 112 points if they can make a little run here. Average 20 points a game. That would get it done. Also, on the boys' side, they have a 1,000-point scorer that's been added. That's Peyton Schomburg. He joins 15 other former basketball players with 1,000 points in Watseka Warrior history. And pass along that there is a memorial scholarship for Gary Gritton. We have it as a retweet from Danville's Athletic X page at DHS Vikings 118. All the information you would need for that. Deadline for that, April 10th of 2026, if you want to apply for that. We've got IHSA stuff here, Coach. And we talked a little bit about that in the beginning, but and I don't want to necessarily donate all the rest of our 7 minutes to talking Westville Unity potential there, which could come down the pipeline on Friday if that is to happen. What are some other pathways we see here? I mentioned, I kind of posed to you, La Salette has a very, what I feel is probably their most favorable opportunity thus far in their short time of being an IHSA member of getting a regional title. Is there any other of these matchups here? We see that next week, and how it's set up is they don't start on Saturdays like the girls do. They start on Monday, and it's a lot of playing games.
Well, you know, if you're going to look at
quarterfinals
record-wise, Armstrong Potomac would be the only other one I could see out of this list that could possibly advance up the as they did last year. Then they got beat by Charmin. So
and we saw them on Tuesday night, very high octane, very fast. It was probably of the ball games that I've done this year, boys basketball. And granted, I haven't done a lot of games this year, but probably the most fast-paced team I've seen. Just gelling on all cylinders. Even whenever they're making errors, they're recovering quickly. You know, they don't sit there and mull over, you know, bad plays or whatever. They just and Caleb Gossett's got that rotation going. You know, he's getting fresh guys in there. He's keeping them rolling here. So the system seems to be working for them up there.
Well, I think the ones we just mentioned, that's probably the other group that have a shot at it. And Schlarman's got Jarius back, and, you know, I'm going to say this, he's probably the best athlete in this area before the knee injury. He was if
pure
knee hadn't happened, he'd have probably won the.
If we're talking pure athleticism,
he'd have won the state in the hurdles. I would think, and that's I've followed him for a while, and he's just if you look at him now, he's gotten stronger, and we'll see what happens. They beat Oakwood, so I wouldn't count the Schlarman Hilltoppers out. With him back, and they got Miles, and they got
Noah Fowler.
They got Mark. Inside also, so they've really got four pretty solid players, with two young freshman kids who are pretty good basketball players that Zach has brought along the way. So it'll be interesting to see. Schlarman opens at Salt Fork or with Salt Fork, so that'll be an interesting matchup. But the rest of the way, I just don't see. I guess we could go down to the 2A part of it, and you're going to see, we mentioned already about Westville, we're not going to go into that one. I would say Shelbyville Monroe will not be an easy task for the Tigers.
No.
Both play play at upscale schedule. Over in St. Joe, I don't know, Spartans have struggled. Marshall Clinton. Clinton's been pretty good. It'll be interesting. Now, BHR and PBL, that's one. I'm not quite sure who's the other team in that 2A up at Mantino.
Let me see if I got that here.
I think it's Bishop Mack, I think, but I'm not positive.
That is 2A, so I need to dive into that here. There is, and kind of get back to it here, that just... If I'm Westville, do I use the 4 seed and the fact that I'm 30-0? Do I use that as bulletin board material here? Do we play the whole us against the world? Disrespect for putting us there.
I would say if I was in that position, I would say yes. You have to, and the game becomes down to the mental part, this stage of the game. The thing with Westville is that can they get past when it comes into a tight ball game? And they've really only had a few. Obviously, the county tournament was one where they came from 18 down to beat Bismarck. And they still got another game left. They got to play this is for the conference championship between Bismarck and Westville. So, and that's at Bismarck. So that'll be an interesting thing, what happens in that game.
That'll be a big crowd coming up this week. Mantino Regional for BHRA. They play PBL, and the winner of that game will play the winner of Pontiac. And their opponent will be the winner of Coal City and Mantino. So February 27th.
I would say BHR's got, if Bishop Mack's not in that regional, BHR may get a chance to get to the regional championship.
Bishop Mack is up in the Hersher regional, so they would play at the earliest. Well, I mean, they doesn't matter time wise. They would play in the sectional championship if both those teams make a run.
Yeah. So I would say that BHR, I wouldn't count them out if they got a chance. And
Bishop Mack awaiting Hersher and Reed Custer winner, and then El Paso Gridley and Prairie Central the other one. Prairie Central's an interesting team. They've played some close games. I think BHRA beat them by 3 here just a few weeks ago.
No, I think it was the other way.
Or maybe it was the other way around, but it was a close game.
Yeah.
Score-wise.
Who is the number one seed in the Mantino Regional? You got it?
The Mantino Regional would be Yorkville Christian. So,
you know, Yorkville Christian.
They'd be the Beecher Regional, the Mantino Regional. The top seed, which would be the 2, which is Pontiac there.
So, I would say Yorkville Christian. Remember they
or
won.
Wait, or is Mantino and Hersh? Well, let's see here. No, so Beecher Regional, Mantino Regional winners will face each other in the sectional at Seneca. So either way, that's going to be fun. We've got girls basketball coming up on Monday night, doubleheader. It'll be Watsika versus today's winner between Westville and Unity in game 1, and then you've got BHRA in game 2. BHRA and Watsika. It's St. Joe Ogden is the winner of Unity and Westville in game 1. So that's coming up Monday, and then Thursday we will be coming up at Heritage for their championship game. Coach, we'll talk next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Saturday Sports Connection on WITY.